Allah-u Teala söz dinli Kur'an-ı Kerim that he enjoins, he encourages, he loves people who are just and who do good. He also says in the Quran al-Azim, all those who believe, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah, and obey those who you have chosen to put in authority amongst yourselves. In 2 days, we are going to have an election in this country in which we live. I encourage those who are American citizens and who have got the right to vote, definitely to go and vote. Justice is the basis of Islam. Bahrul Dana, which I have talked last Saturday, is a Waliullah who lived at the time of Harun al-Rashid, but who appeared to people as crazy. One day, he somehow was able to enter the palace and to the throne room. Because some say that he was the stepbrother of Harun al-Rashid. So he entered the throne room and he sat on the throne of the caliph. And the guards came, they tore him off the throne and they hit him a few times. And he started shouting and screaming and shedding tears, made such a noise that Harun al-Rashid himself came down. And he said, "Ya Behlul, why are you crying? I mean, after all, you came and sat on my throne." And well, and he asked the guards who hit him to ask to be forgiven. "Okay, now stop crying." He screamed even more. "How do you stop crying? What are you crying?" He said, "I'm not crying for myself," he said. "I am crying for you." Harun al-Rashid, "You are crying for me?" He said, "Yes. Look, for a few seconds I sat in your throne and what a beating I got. And imagine what a beating you will have to sit all the time on that throne. Hazrat Umar, radiallahu anhu, when he was the caliph, he said, if a goat falls down from a bridge into water and drowns itself, it is my fault. He said, a true ruler is the one who is a servant to the one who he rules. And this justice and doing good continued in the Islamic world all the way till 16th century, till the time of Qanun, the Sultan Suleiman of the Ottoman Empire. Once he was in his tent somewhere in Serbia, and then he heard a Serbian peasant screaming and shouting, I want to see the Sultan. I have lost all my sheep and all my cows. And of course people didn't want to let him come close to the Sultan. But he came out from his tent and he said, let the man come. And he said, what happened? And he said, well, all my sheep and herd of cows, they are all gone. And he said, well, did you put them in some place safe and close the stable door? He said, no. Why should I? He said, you claim to come here to administer lawfully and to establish law and order. He ordered the police, the Yanicharis, to find the man's herd or to buy whatever he had lost and give it back to him. But in our countries, neither law and order, nor justice, nor doing good exist anymore. There is no Islamic ruler anymore who establishes and who rules in justice and thinking of serving his people. Now we came to this country, and this country is going to go and elect a president and new senators in 2 days. Is there law and order? Is there justice here? Or is there justice for the white and for the colored ones? Or is there different justice for the rich and the poor? What does the president and the senators of this country think? Do they think of the 1% who owns 90% of the country's wealth? Or the 90% who owns 1% of the country's wealth? And yet, this country tries to teach the world what they call democracy, and in the process, many people get killed and many countries get destroyed. So I said, go and vote. But also think that in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is an obligation for a Muslim, when he sees a tyranny everywhere, he has to undo it with his hands. And if he does not, like we do, have the power to undo it with our hands, then we should speak against it and try to do it with your tongues. That is what means that we can go and vote against tyranny. And if we cannot even do that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is the minimum of the proof of faith in a Muslim, then he should shed tears and pray like what Rasulullah did. He said, in this house of mine, Ya Rab, if anyone obtains the power over us, they are hard on us, be hard on them, and if they are kind of us, be kind to them. Ya Rabbi.
Amen.
True Muslims, they are wise, they are kind, they are gentle, they are generous, they are forgiving. Because you have placed us your own divine attributes. But there is a lot in this world in the name of Islam. Many vicious creatures, they make horrible things. And because of that, Ya Rab, the appreciation, the love of the humankind against Islam has turned into hatred. Ya Rabbi, change the hearts of the people who hate Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, change the minds of the ones who hate Islam.
Amen.
By teaching them the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy of Ummah Muhammad so that they stop doing things which is absolutely against our religion. Ya Rabbi, return us to the state that we follow the truth of Islam, of wisdom and kindness and gentleness and forgiveness and generosity and all the good which Allah Ta'ala possesses Himself. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on the humankind.
Amen.
Keep peace and order amongst human beings.
Amen.
For Ya Rab, we are all sons and daughters of Adam alayhi salam. For Ya Rab, our beloved Prophet says, every human being who comes to the face of this planet comes with the nature of Islam. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Have mercy on Ummah Muhammad. And have mercy on all of humankind.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen, who has created us in beautiful form of shape of a human being from a drop of water. When we came to this world, we did not know how to walk and how to talk. We couldn't eat by ourselves. Only you fed us. You taught us how to walk, how to talk. You have given us two servants devoted to us. Name them our mothers and fathers. And all through our lives, from cradle to the grave, every second of our lives, you have blessed us with all what we need and more. But the greatest gifts which you have given us, amongst the gifts which we cannot possibly count, is that you have blessed us with Iman, with Islam, with Ihsan, and you have given us as our example, our protector, our teacher, the one who is going to intercede the waras on the day of Yawm al-Din, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, for all these gifts and much, much more, we have been thankless. We have been thankless, and we want more and more and more, which we do not need, and never satisfied with what we have. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Teach us thankfulness. And Ya Rabbi, count us amongst your thankful servants. And sometimes you test us, O Lord. You test us to see whether we are really worthy a little bit for all this honor which you have given us, that you have blown unto us our soul from your own soul. You have taught us your all attributes and your own beautiful names, that you have made us your Khalifa on the face of this planet, and that you have said that you have created all and everything for us and us for yourself. And for all those honors to see if we are worthy, you test us with little hunger, with little pain, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all belongs to you. And in your book, you praise patience. You say, Inna Allahumma sabirin, you are side by side with the one who chose patience. You say patience is the key to success and to victory in this world. You say patience is the key to paradise in the hereafter. Ya Rab, this little test which you do to us, never above our forbearance, we are unable to show patience at all. On the contrary, O Lord, shame on us. We tyrannize ourselves. We complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our wives and husbands. Ya Rab, have mercy upon the Prophet Muhammad. Teach us patience and count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Rab, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and all Muslims belong to one nation. And he said that if we do not love each other for your sake, our Iman is incomplete. Ya Rab, we do not love each other. We hate each other. We kill each other. We destroy each other. We steal from each other. We lie against each other. Ya Rab, once we were all together, and when we were all together, we were wise and beautiful and strong, and everybody loved us and respected us and even copied us and certainly also feared us. Now, Ya Rab, everybody hates us. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the unity to Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the beauty to Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the wisdom to Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring back the strength to Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Amin. Bismillah Sayyidat Mursaleen. Prahav Yasin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المختلف الملوان مكاتب الأبتران وكرر الجديدان مستقبل الكفلان وفرق الروحاه وأرواح أهل بيته والطريات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين فرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.